Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me in studio this morning, I have Nick Tatton. We're going to talk a little bit about Kiwanis Kids Day. It's coming up here the end of September. Nick, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate you.
Great. Thanks for having me out, Dave. Always a pleasure to be here and visit with you. And a great thing to talk about today, Kids Day, annual Kids Day in the park.
Kids Day. And this is such a great thing. You guys do it for the Kiwanis do it every year.
It's an annual thing. Every year, this year it happens to be toward the end of September on the 28th, Saturday the 28th. We'll be from 10 to 2 up at Washington Park, and the usual program, really. Great day, free for all the kids 12 and under in the Castle Valley. We have dozens and dozens of bikes to give away. That's always a big hit. Of course, about 1,500 free hot dogs. Oh, 1,200 or 1,500 free ice cream sandwiches. All the soda you can drink, and fun and games, and a good time to be had by all.
So let's talk a little bit about what Kiwanis is and what they do, because maybe a lot of people don't really know about the Kiwanis.
Sure. The Price Kiwanis Club, the club in this area, is coming up on a 100-year anniversary, so it's one of the oldest clubs in America, really, continually operating, and it's all about children. It's a children's charity. And the fundraisers you'll notice throughout the year, the big one is the radio auction. We do that out here at the radio station. We gather up donations from generous merchants, auction those off to the community, raise the money. That's what pays for Kids Day, Sub for Santa, and the other activities Kiwanis does in terms of children's charity.
And you do the rubber duck derby,
right?
Race. That's one of them.
Rubber duck race at Pleasant Valley, up at Pleasant Valley Days in July. That's always a lot of fun. Race rubber ducks down the stream and give away some money there as prizes. But those are the fundraisers that support the activities. Beyond Kids Day, we do scholarships. We help with hearing aids and eyeglasses. We do a lot of the school clubs and teams, things like that. We've been involved with Little League and Babe Ruth baseball for years.
And so you go around and you raise all the money all year long, and you give it back. Like you said, Sub for Santa is a thing that you guys do.
Sub for Santa is a big one. It'll be coming up in a couple months. We do a lot of effort on that and try to help out a lot of kids and families in this area with that are in need. And again, our focus is kids, primarily kids 12 and under for Kids Day, but children's charity. If kids need it, that's what we're there for, and we're real proud of keeping the money we raise in the Castle Country area working to serve the Castle Country area. So if we can raise a little money from outside the area, we try to from time to time, but we do try to keep all the money, or we do keep all of the money raised working locally.
So everything that you raise stays right here. And
local
it goes right
kids
back
going
to the kids.
To school here for scholarships. Local kids participating in Kids Day. Local kids needs a Sub for Santa. You know, local children that need the hearing aids, the eyeglasses, the sports teams, different things like that.
Okay, so once again, it is Kiwanis Kids Day, September 28th, 10 to 2 up at Washington Park. And give them the numbers again, the hot dogs and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be a great day, 10 to 2 o'clock at Washington Park on the Saturday the 28th. Get there around 10 o'clock, sign yourself up in the drawing, get your tickets in the drawing for the bikes. We're going to give away close to $3,000 or $4,000 worth of bikes and scooters and basketball hoops and things like that to the different age groups. We're going to give away 1,500 hot dogs, close to about 50 gallons of soda, and around 1,200 ice cream sandwiches. So if you're there, it's all free for the kids. Fun day in the park. We'll have bouncers and different games and face painting and different things going on. So a lot of fun. Come on out, mark it on your calendar, and come on out and enjoy the day with us.
All right, just get on out and have fun. It's September 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington Park. It's Kiwanis Kids Day. Nick, thanks for coming out this
morning. Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
We appreciate it. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.